KF8FGT calling AC8AC.
K8LAX mobile.
Morning, Dean in 8WRO. How you doing?
Yeah, morning, Tim. Yeah, I got run up to the store, so I'm actually headed up your way. I was driving. I'm like, you know, I don't wanna go into Chesterfield this time. So I'm on my way to Richmond, actually. How are you doing today?
Quite well, actually. Not too bad. I see a little snow spurting out there. So you're doing like what, Kroger shopping or one of the farm stores? What's up?
No, there's a party store up there next to that JJ Nats, and they have my, they carry my Blantons. So I'm going to stop up there, stop by the Wild Bills across the street, by the O'Reillys. And then probably hit Tractor Supply. I know I got one by my house, but if I'm up there.
Ah, yes, Blanton's. My son-in-law is a big fan. Are you collecting the caps or not really?
So I keep the bottles because I rarely get it because it's somewhere around... usually like 120 to 150 a bottle, depending on where you get it. I know you can get it online cheaper, but anything local, it's pricier. So actually, I've got 4 empty bottles sitting at the house, but I don't go through that stuff very fast. Usually takes me 6 to 8 months to finish a bottle, but I like the fancy throw a little bit of ice in the bottom of a glass and, you know, sip on it kind of thing. Back over to you, K8LAX.
N8WRO, hey, copy that. That's what son-in-law Justin does at the end of a tough day, or pretty much end of every day. So a little something-something in the bottom of the glass there with some rocks. That's nice. Yeah, nothing else going on. Just kind of finishing up a little arts work here. Can't really think much else going on for the good of the order. Back over to you.
Yeah, fair enough. I don't have a lot going on unless John or somebody says they need help with something. I don't have much going on until they officially place stuff where it's supposed to be placed. So yeah, I'm just kind of putzing around today, and I have something going on tomorrow. Oh yes, depending on what's going on tomorrow, I may not be able to join the huddle, but I think that should be okay for one time if my buddy comes into town.
Oh yeah, copy that for sure. There's a not a whole bunch going on, and quite frankly, let's be honest, it's going to primarily be website. So John and I will be there, and yep, not an issue whatsoever.
That's good. To be honest with you, I hope he gets pretty much the entire meeting dedicated to what he's doing, because he has a really hard time keeping everybody kind of on focus and on track with that stuff. I think he wants people's honest opinions, and I think some people don't have a hard time following it, and so they just kind of get bored with it or get off track, and he loses it. So I'm hoping that this one he gets all of the attention he possibly can.
Yeah, I agree. Like we discussed, he'll have to probably have more of a breakout session instead of doing it with all leadership. we'll just have a subgroup, IT subgroup, at least temporarily. And I'm not sure if it'll be done on Mondays. I still have to speak to the boss about it, but we'll work something out so you get some time to, because there, you know, with a brand new website, you are going to have multiple issues that need to be decided, and it doesn't need to be decided by committee. So we'll handle it. A little bit of growing pains, of course, but that's to be expected. All right, Dean, have a good one. I will be listening today. Drive safe. I don't think the roads are too bad. NAWRO, after you, unless you got something else.
Nope, sounds good, Tim. 7-3s. I'm just rolling into town right now. I might be there tomorrow. I might not. My buddy is Air Force on the west side of the state and lives in Mount Pleasant, but it looks like he might be down tomorrow. So if he is, I'm gonna take that time to go out and maybe grab some dinner with him. I've got nothing else, so I will be listening as well. And when I get home, I'll have DMR on me. So I'll say 7-3s. You have a good rest of your day, Tim, and we'll catch you on the air. This is KELAX. I'll be monitoring.
You as well, Dean. NAWRO.
WDAKLL.
Oh, you decide to use over here. Okay.
Sorry, didn't catch that. The kid was talking.
It's Tim. Well, he decided to use UHF. I see.
Well, kind of isolated, right?
Yeah, it sure is. Kind of quiet. I spoke to Dean a little bit ago. He was up here making some purchases at a store, particular product that you collect the caps, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know that thing? You saw that thing, that story in Marine City, right? See that?
Negative. What you mean?
You know that thing where they run around with a camera and try to get people excited and then wait for somebody to come after them and then try to make a big deal out of it? It's kind of like a new YouTube trend.
Copy that, what you were talking about. You know, no, I did not see that yet. I got to, like, do a YouTube on that.
Well, he took it down. St. Clair charged the guy for the assault.
There you go. And that's going to be one that would be nice to follow through the court system to see what happens.
Yeah, that one I'm interested in because there's definitely two loud arguments on both sides. You know, of course, I go with the redneck side, but nonetheless, there is two loud ones there. You know, the other one is called the Peeping Tom law. So that's a big no-no, too.
NAWRO. Yeah, see which way it goes. It's just interesting to see what becomes of those. You know, whichever way it goes, it's going to have a end decision in the judicial sphere, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and Marine City is the epicenter, but that's what I think is amazing. That's pretty cool. Yeah, it's been going on for a long time. It's just, I was going to go into this subject really quick. I was going to go into Kroger over here on 23 Mile grab the kids some ice cream, but I've had a change of heart.
Yeah, the Dairy Queen up here in this town is closed now for the season. That's always kind of a bummer when the grandkids come to town. Go to Dairy Queen. Well, we can't. It's closed.
Yeah, I'm just going to find a grocery store and get some food that way. What? The second, baby. I guess now it's Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, that sounds okay. It should be, you know, it's a little bit quicker of an in and out there, maybe. So, all right, Wally, I'll be monitoring. Cut you loose if you'd like. N8WRO after you, sir.
Victor, have a good day. Yeah, get a chance to read that, especially with your background. I'd like to, you know, offline, I'd like to know your thoughts on it. But, you know, what's the way you think that should go. Take care. WAVD.
WDAKLO.
KB8SWR, is that you, Jeff? N8WRO here. Nothing heard, N8WRO listening. N8WRO, is that you, Jeff?